Okay, we have made it. Finally, we are up to Mitzvah Nun Ches. Probably will be the final shiur for Mitzvah Nun Ches, the 50th Mitzvah of the Torah, according to the count of the Sefer HaChinuch. And if you remember, for the past several days, we've been dealing with the question of all the various laws that apply to this Mitzvah of a Beis Din that has the obligation to judge a court case between a plaintiff and a defendant, that they have a claimer and someone who is being claimed against. And all of these people have various situations. They're numerous and almost an uncountable amount of situations that can come up, and the Chinuch listed many of them, but there are many, many more that were not listed, and certainly we did not give full details, and all are encouraged to find some time to learn about them, especially if you do have a specific connection to any of these things. Some people have more of a legal mind, so for sure, like lawyers or people like that who are specifically interested in all this kind of stuff, that certainly would be interesting as an intellectual pursuit, but of course, this is all Torah as well, and one has an obligation to learn through all of Torah and to understand all of Torah as best they can. So this, even from that end, of course, it is clear that everyone should do the best to try to find time to learn more about all these matters. But again, as we said time and time again, this is an overview. This is just a general basic bekias of understanding what the Chinuch is saying as best as we can, just to get our feet wet. And now is not the time necessarily to go be'ion, but everyone should just think about it and consider times that they can try to understand this in a little bit deeper. And anyways, where are all these laws found? So some people have learned these Masechtos, and some people haven't learned these Masechtos. So let's see. V'yesi Rabbi Prateha, these and all of these many laws, says the Chinuch. He also was acknowledging that he just listed a lot. It can be found in Masechtos Bava Kama, and in particular, take a look at the third parak. It can be found in Masechtos Bava Masia, V'igar Beperek Rishon, and the main parak to look in Bava Masia is the first parak of Bava Masia. Ushmini de Basra, and you also take a look in Bava Basra, and the eighth parak of Bava Basra. Uvashvuas parak Chamishi Shishi Ushvi, and in the sixth, seventh, and eighth parak, in the fifth, sixth, and seventh parak, parakim of Shavuas. Uvaharbi Makumus Batalmud, and also, so let's say you learn all that, you say, I want to learn more. Well, then you have to learn the rest of Shas, because Uvaharbi Makumus Batalmud Befizor Ketzas Menadinan. Because throughout all of Shas, these ideas are scattered throughout, without any other specific areas, they're just going to be found all over the place. V'noheges mitzvah zo, and this mitzvah applies. Shanu chayavin ladun, which mitzvah, the obligation that we have to judge, to make a court case out of this, to sit and judge properly any of these cases. To who? Bizacharim, to men. Avalo v'nekevos she'en adanos. We know it applies to men and not to women. Why? For the basic halachic black and white reason that men have an obligation to serve, or that men are, that only the judges can only be men, and the women cannot sit and be judges from a halachic standpoint. Aval mikol makom, nonetheless, b'toras dinan hein l'tashlumenu l'chol davar. Nonetheless, as we've been saying, regarding all the other laws, specifically regarding payment and all the other matters, women certainly apply to all of these things. Ela sheish chiluk ketzas betanos hanesuos be'inyanim yiduim. However, you should just be aware there's a slight difference regarding claims or pleas that are made by married women. In certain known instances, there might be a difference for those situations, perhaps because of their connection to their husband, and ishto could Gufo, the concept what a woman claims may be that of the belonging to a man or something like that along those lines. So that's what he might be talking about over here. But in general, women do apply to these matters as well, or these matters rather apply to women. This is explained, the cases of women, married women maybe being a little bit different, as explained in the places that we have mentioned. This also applies in all places and in all times. If you remember, it seems like forever ago since we did the previous mitzvahs, because we've been so focused on this mitzvah for the past few days. But for many of these mitzvahs that we've been doing since mitzvah mem test, since the 49th mitzvah, in which we really started to get into some of these more law and order kind of mitzvahs, we really haven't said this language so much, that this applies in all places and in all times. But really, it seems to be almost intuitive and a given that it really does apply in all places and in all times. Sometimes you can't, because some things specifically do apply in a more Beis HaMikdash world, in a world where the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael, and we have the Beis HaMikdash, and everything is as it should be. However, it seems like there might have been other times, perhaps, where the Chinuch did not use these words, but he didn't mean it as well, for other matters of basic law and order. And certainly this is a place where this is an opportunity of basic law and order that he decided to apply. As to why he didn't include the text, so the base level would be that he might not have said this idea that it applies to all places and in all times in the other mitzvot. So I guess the base understanding would be that it does not apply for whatever reason some of the other mitzvot, but that doesn't mean certainly the spirit of law and order, certainly these all apply in all times and in all places, and we'll see how in a second. Ubeistin ha'over aleha, and a beistin who violates this v'lo asa din and does not make a court case when he's supposed to, when they're supposed to, imish koach biyado v'telase. If there is the strength and they have the ability, the koach in their hands to have done this and they don't do it, then they've been mevatel anase. They nullify the positive commandment. V'ansho gadol ma'od, and they get a great punishment for this. Shegorim churban la'aretz, because they cause destruction to the land. It seems like when we say the land over here, we mean all lands, meaning any land that the Jewish people are living in, or any land that anyone's living in. If they don't have law and order, then it's going to cause destruction. Why? She'in ha'aretz misyasheves ela v'din, because the world can only truly be dwelled in and lived in if you have judgment, if you have court cases. U'kamosha amru zechorim l'vracha, as Chazal say, al shlosha devarim ha'olam ameda, the world stands on three things. What is one of those things? V'achas man hu hadin, you need to have law and order. You need to have judgment. You need to be able to have court cases to have a society. You say, oh, we want to sit kumbaya, everyone should be happy, everyone should have unity. Very good. That's what we all want. But nonetheless, it does happen every now and again that you need a court case. Sometimes someone does borrow something because each of them, they're good people. The lender is a good person. The borrower is a good person. But he needs $100. So he gives him $100. And it happens that you make a mistake that either he pays him back or he doesn't pay him back. He's not sure he paid him back. Maybe, God forbid, the person passes away. And there's so many situations that could happen. Even in the most ideal society, you always need law and order. You always need to be able to have court cases in society. And this is one of those mitzvahs that's commanded to all people of the world, not just Jews. Why? Because it's impossible to make a settlement. It's impossible to dwell in this world. You can't have civilization without law and order, without judgment, without court cases, without the ability to judge between a plaintiff and a defendant whenever the time would come up. So anyways, that brings us to the end of mitzvah Memches, the end of the 48th mitzvah. God willing, we'll continue next time with mitzvah Nun Tes, with the 59th mitzvah. But for now, we'll stop right here.